Welcome to Concordia Senior College in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Concordia Senior College is owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as an accredited liberal arts college for ministerial education at the junior and senior class levels only. Its students come from a nationally distributed system of affiliated junior colleges to earn the Bachelor of Arts degree here before they transfer to a theological seminary. Each year, hundreds of architects, educators, and visitors from all parts of the United States, and some from across the seas, come to visit this Lutheran college because it is so advanced in educational philosophy and instructional design. Since 1957, when Concordia opened her doors for the first time, 10 other senior colleges have been started in this country. The entire campus was originally designed by the internationally famous architect Eero Saarinen, who died in 1961 at the age of 53. Mr. Saarinen's work for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has received just about every recognition and honor available. In the design stage, Concordia received top honors in the annual Design Awards of Progressive Architecture, and upon completion, she received the first honor award of the American Institute of Architects, the only college campus in the United States to be recognized in this way as a total campus. In 1964, the Plant America Award was conferred by the American Association of Nurserymen for the beauty of the landscaping, which had grown marvelously well during the early years of the college's existence. But now, let us leave my office and see something of the campus itself. While describing the physical plant, I hope also to comment from time to time on the spiritual and educational values which the Lutheran Church derives from this college. This is the main entrance to the campus. The approach to the buildings leads through 25 acres of woods, which also screens the educational and residential areas from the heavy traffic on the dual-lane highway which runs along the entire west front of the campus. The campus consists of approximately 200 acres of gently rolling land and includes a 9-acre lake. When originally purchased, the site was outside the city limits of Fort Wayne, but within 2 years, the campus and the adjoining areas were annexed to the city. Urban development since that time has been so rapid that the campus is now hemmed in by residential housing on all sides except on the east, where the beautiful St. Joseph River marks the boundary of the college campus. The value of the land itself has grown phenomenally from the $100,000 originally paid to a current value of $1 million. Incidentally, the original $100,000 purchase price was invested by the former owner in the Missouri Synod's Church Extension Fund and is still there to this day. As we see the campus here from the air, we see the chapel and library in the center foreground, and the gymnasium in the background. A part of a dormitory village is to your right, and a court formed by the north and south classroom buildings and the faculty office building is to your left. The long building in the foreground is the south classroom building. Other educational buildings grouped intimately around the plaza are the administration building, faculty office building, student union, and the dining hall. The library appears to the right of the chapel. An interesting architectural feature is the group relationship of buildings, which makes all educational buildings relate specifically to the chapel. This arrangement is designed to constantly remind students and faculty alike of the basic educational concept that all academic learning on this campus exists only to serve God and the church. The general design of the campus is that of a North European village, with all the buildings clustered around the chapel. The pitch of the chapel roof, 27.5 degrees from the vertical, makes it contrast sharply with all other campus buildings, whose roofs are pitched at 27.5 degrees from the horizontal. all of the roof angles of buildings on campus are identical with the angles of the unique diamond-shaped brick that was used in many of the buildings. In this beautiful spring setting for the chapel and the library, you see one of the reasons for the National Landscaping Award. The interior height of the chapel is 97 feet. It has a rated capacity of 575 seats. The altar is a single piece of Vermont marble. It weighs 6 tons. Note the diamond-shaped brick in the wall, which serves as the reredos for the altar. 4 sets of paraments have been designed and executed by Mrs. Brigitte Fuhrman, a student at the Cranbrook Academy of Art at Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Mrs. Fuhrman worked with fabric that was designed and woven specifically for Concordia by Mr. Glenn Kaufman, an instructor in fabric design at the Academy. This is the violet lectern parament, which symbolizes God's gift to his people. The flame is the symbol of the Spirit. This communion ware was designed specifically for Concordia Senior College Chapel by George Jensen, Incorporated of Copenhagen, Denmark. More than 500 persons received the sacrament at an average campus communion service. The freestanding bell tower, which elevates the cross of Jesus Christ over the entire campus, was a gift to the college from the Northern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, from the Indiana and Ohio districts, and from private donors. The total height of this cross tower is 106 feet. Each year, the college choir makes an extended trip during the spring vacation. Let's stop for a moment to hear this excellent college choir. Central buildings are all clustered around a 9-acre lake. The administration building and the south classroom building are seen at the extreme left. The chapel is in the center of the picture, and to the right of the chapel is the college library, and to the right of the library, you see a village of dormitories. The campus lake is the home of a flock of mallard ducks. They have become permanent residents of the campus. The lake is man-made. Its main purpose is to unify and beautify the entire campus environment, but it is also functional, in so much as we use lake water to operate the air conditioning in all of the buildings which are air-conditioned, and then return the water to the lake, thus giving the college a cost-free supply for all time of all the air conditioning water that it needs. The larger building on the left provides classroom facilities for 470 students at one time. Note the grillage walls where you can see the diamond brick, which were made by the Horsehead Brick Company of New York and designed specifically by Eero Saarinen for the Concordia Senior College campus. As far as we know, they do not exist in any other building in the world. 8 different sizes and shapes of diamond brick were used in the construction. The classroom buildings contain five different types of classrooms, all designed for their own specific purpose. Shown here is one of the multiple level discussion type classrooms. In the 10 years since Concordia was completed, several well-known colleges and universities, like the Harvard Graduate School, for example, and the University of Chicago, have utilized this design and have built duplicate or improved versions of it. A sculpture representing one of the Old Testament prophets is mounted on a wall in each of the Concordia classrooms. These sculptures are the work of Mr. Clark Fitzgerald of Caston, Maine. And shown here is the sculpture representing Joseph's dream, in which his brother's sheaves bowed down before his sheaf. The corridor of the South Classroom building is lined with cast bronze shields representing the evangelists and apostles, shown here on the wall to the right. These were executed by Mr. Richard Thomas, a former dean of the Cranbrook Academy of Art, and by his associates. All of the artwork of the college is organized around the theme of the Te Deum Laudamus, the great ancient Christian hymn. The religious symbolism in the classroom buildings is motivated by the Te Deum line, "The glorious company of the apostles and the prophets praise thee." In 1966, the North Classroom building, shown here, was dedicated. It is similar in structure and design to the South Classroom building, but is slightly larger. It provides a conference center, an art room, enlarged bookstore and postal facilities, a faculty lounge, music facilities, and 9 additional classrooms. The library, with a capacity of 45,000 volumes and provision for expansion to an ultimate capacity of 70,000 volumes, follows the open shelf principle. Presently, the library has approximately 40,000 volumes. The rare book collection includes 80 first editions of Luther's works, all printed between 1517 and 1527. Seating capacity for 1/3 of the student body is provided in the building. The student corrals are located on both the main floor and the mezzanine floor. The student periodical and newspaper reading room is located on the ground floor of the library. A typing room, listening rooms, and seminar rooms are also provided here. The gymnasium seats 1,800 people for athletic contests and 3,800 people when the entire main floor is used for the seating of conventions or other general assemblies. It is located east of the central area and away from both the academic buildings and the village dormitories. The college sponsors an extensive program of intramural and intercollegiate athletics. Concordia has intercollegiate teams in golf, basketball, track, and baseball. Shown here is an exciting moment during the spring baseball season. 4 separate dormitory communities or villages maintain the family living concept which is desired for this type of college. Each dormitory village is under the guidance of a resident counselor whose home is in the immediate vicinity. There are 4 villages of dormitories, each with approximately 150 men. And there are 4 resident counselors. These are married men, experienced clergymen and educators, holding a degree from the seminary and a degree in a teaching field, and having specific training in guidance and counseling in addition. The dormitories are designed in a unique 5-level pattern to accommodate 34 students in each dormitory. They are deliberately kept small to give every student an opportunity to exercise the personal responsibility, self-direction, group leadership, and spiritual concern which he will need as primary characteristics in his future work as a minister. This is regarded as an essential part of his education, and it is one of the educational features that makes Concordia Senior College significantly different from schools which are not concerned about this type of development of individual character and integrity. Each dormitory is provided with a ceramic terracotta sculpture in the dormitory lounge. Like all of the other art pieces, these ceramic sculptures carry out the theme of the Te Deum. These were designed by Mr. Carl Merschel, who heads the Wayne State University Art School. Each dormitory is provided with a prayer chapel. In these small dormitories, every student can be personally acquainted with every other student in his dormitory, and even in his entire village. Students are expected to assume, and do assume, concern for each other's spiritual life and growth while they are students on this campus, and not only at some future time when they may become pastors. The Student Commons provides a place to meet friends and entertain visitors. Note the tapestry which is hanging on the far wall. Here is a close-up of the Commons Room tapestry. The background material is linen woven in Belgium specifically for painter's use. Mrs. Leah O. Fitzgerald, who produced the tapestry, chose this linen because of its high quality and because it is woven in 10-foot widths. The tapestry carries out the general campus theme of the Te Deum. It is based on the line, "Unto thee, cherubim and seraphim continually do cry." The college sponsors an extensive program of convocations in which it brings to the campus outstanding individuals from the church and from various academic disciplines. Following a presentation in the auditorium, the speaker meets informally with the students in the Commons Lounge. Here is a group meeting with one of the speakers. Adjoining the student lounge is the dining hall. The main dining room seats 500. Cafeteria style is used for breakfast and for luncheon, but dinners are served family style in order to provide a second opportunity for all students to be together each day for discussion and for social contact. The daily student and faculty devotions in the chapel provide the first opportunity each morning for the campus family to be together. All campus artwork has been produced by nationally known artists and is related to some phase of the Te Deum Laudamus of our hymn book. The library entrance mosaic is seen to the left of this picture. Shown here in greater detail is the library mosaic. The largest art piece on campus is a mosaic covering the east wall of the foyer of the North Classroom Building. It was designed by Siegfried Reinhardt of St. Louis and was financed through gifts from private donors, as was all of the religious symbolism and artwork on this campus. It is 33.5 feet wide and 21 feet high at the apex. This mosaic depicts the life of Christ from the angel's announcement of his coming to the ascension into heaven, plus the second coming of Christ in judgment. This great mosaic reminds the student that all academic activity and scholarship in this building is designed only to equip him better for his future service to expand the kingdom of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Climax of the academic year is, of course, graduation. Shown here is the academic procession and the officiants preparing to enter the chapel on graduation day. Commencement ceremonies are held outdoors on the upper plaza. For this event, the plaza is crowded with parents and friends. Of course, there is always someone on hand to take pictures. In this case, however, the photographer is the late Eero Saarinen, architect for the college complex. This picture was taken on dedication day, May 30th, 1958. As far as we know, This is the only picture extant of Mr. Saarinen on the campus which he designed for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Careful landscaping adds to the beauty of the campus. The landscaping was done by Dan Kiley, who was also landscape architect for the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and for the $100 million technical center which General Motors built near Detroit. The campus is a riot of color when the flowering crabapples are in bloom in the spring. Here is the upper plaza at the same time, and as you see, it is a study in white. This is another variety of flowering crabapple trees. Autumn is just as colorful on the campus. And here is a late autumn sunset on the college lake. There's even beauty when it rains. You are looking at the east end of the classroom building with the Reinhardt mosaic showing in the foyer. Here is the walk along the student commons. The chapel is in the background on the right. Even winter has its charms. The lake serves for recreation in winter. In the summer, there is fishing, but the lake is not used for boating or for swimming. At close of day, eyes turn to this symbol of God's presence on the campus and to the illuminated cross at the top of the bell tower. This chapel is architecturally the best building on the campus, as it should be, because the spiritual life of the ministerial student is equally as important to the world as his academic life. To function well in this world, a minister must indeed know a great deal. But he becomes a great pastor and spiritual leader because of what he is. We base our campus life and work on that educational philosophy. And God helping us, we pledge continuing effort by faculty and administration to put this functional campus to the best possible use in the spiritual and intellectual development of the future clergy of the Lutheran Church. We appreciate the opportunity to have shown you this film strip. Let me add, however, that pictures really cannot do full justice to the beauty of the Concordia campus. I invite you, therefore, to visit the senior college, and I assure you of a warm welcome. Thank you for your presence here and for your continuing interest in Concordia Senior College.